We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
That's right. It's Wednesday. It's middle of the week, and we got a special guest with us this morning. We have Miss Lauren LaRosa. She's back.
She's still here. It's going to be a long day if it's hump day.
Why?
Because y'all two.
What you mean?
Y'all two are just a lot.
We don't really hump each other.
What do we do?
You can virtually, but I don't know what would happen if Envy was actually here.
Could you stop? That's never happened.
Charlamagne hasn't humped me in years. Stop
well,
it, Lauren.
I've never humped you, period.
Yes, you did.
Stop.
I think you did.
That's not true.
I definitely think that's why
you know, even when you try to show other men that you love them and value them and appreciate them, you know, they take advantage of your kindness. Like, you think a hug, you know what I'm saying, is a hump or a hunch. All right?
Bro,
we ain't never did none of that.
You grabbed me from the back and held me. What is that?
That never happened. And if it did, it was consoling for something, I'm sure. But it never happened. I don't even think it happened.
Okay.
And you had fun last night, Lauren. You went out with the family?
Oh, my God, I did. We had a lot of fun.
City Island was popping?
No.
Oh, you stupid.
We didn't go there. We went to Charm Bar and Restaurant in Brooklyn, across from the Barclay.
What's the chef's name?
I don't remember the chef's name.
Oh, my God.
But the food was amazing, though.
Like, yeah, one job.
So good. I know.
Charm Bar in Brooklyn. So if people go to the Barclay, that's the spot they need to check out.
They definitely need to check out that spot. It's Black-owned. The food is amazing. It's a Caribbean spot, but they have everything.
Okay, and I see you got your niece with you?
Yes. My niece, it's her birthday. She's turning 9.
Happy born day.
Oh, wow.
9-year-old niece.
She said to me today, can I go with you to the breakfast show?
Wow.
I was like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Are brave.
Yeah, this is why she didn't mind Young Miami's son being in that role.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because you knew you was bringing your niece to an inappropriate environment.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, they already be, y'all audience on social is, they're a little bit, they're a lot. They're going to drag me today.
Why?
Because my niece is here.
No.
Oh. No, they'll leave you alone.
Breakfast Club listeners are very passionate.
Very passionate. That's yes.
They are. I appreciate the love.
Drop
in the clues
for all our listeners. They've been on you?
Yes. Good, like, they're very vocal. But I'm not used to that. The TMZ audience, like, they would come and find you, but only if you pissed them off.
Gotcha.
So when I would piss people off, which happened a lot, they would come and find me. But you guys' audience is so locked in, ain't no switching up. I don't think I'm like, I wasn't used to it. Like, everything is just going crazy.
Well, you just got to remember, you're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say you are.
Great.
And I also remember the rule of 10. The rule of 10 is 3 people going to like it, 3 people not going to like it, and 4 people not even going to give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's life.
Gotcha.
But that's also why we call it the Breakfast Club, because we invite everybody in. So everybody is a part of the club. So good morning to everybody out there. I'm out in L.A., still dealing with cancellation of flights. I was supposed to be back last night, but my flight was canceled. So I'm still here.
The weather was bad yesterday here.
That's what they said.
Yes.
Said the weather was very bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was out. I'm out in L.A. Doing something special with Ford. So salute to everybody that works at Ford. Can't wait for you to see what we're doing.
I saw you and T-Pain together.
Yeah, me and T-Pain. You know, T-Pain really is a drifter when it comes to the cars. So, you know, he has his own team and he races. He actually learned about drifting when he was in Abu Dhabi. So it's something that he loves. That's his release.
Idea what drifting is. It sounds very fast and furious.
It's where the cars go like, yeah. Like,
very fast and furious. Very fast and furious.
I don't know what that is you're doing.
I can't describe it. It's like Ghost Ride the Whip.
Oh, okay.
It's not Ghost Ride the Whip. Like, they are still in the car. They just do it where they're skidding around a track and they actually can control the skidding.
Yeah, that looks too dangerous for me. I don't have no desire.
Oh, that's why I was wearing a helmet, sir.
Yeah.
Wait, you did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He taught me how to do it. Well, they'll show later on.
You was right. I'm sorry, niece. You was riding shotgun. He taught you how to do it. You wasn't driving the damn car.
I did. There was I did.
I saw the video.
You only seen a little clip. He actually taught me how to do it.
Oh, okay.
You want me to send it to you?
Yes. I'd like to see that.
No.
Well,
let's get the show cracking. Ak and Barack will be joining us this morning.
Oh, those are my guys, man. You know, they do the post-fights and the pre-fights on the Zone Network, the Boxing Network, and they got a boxing show on Sirius Satellite Radio. So we're going to talk about the fight a little bit that's happening this weekend.
All right.
Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford, fight.
It's going to be one of the biggest fights the last 10 years.
Yes, 20.
But we'll discuss 20. With them. All right. When we come back, Tesla and Figaro will be joining us for Front Page News. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some Front Page News. All right. Now, let's jump right into Joe Biden. Now, what's going on with Joe Biden now, Tez? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, DJ Envy, and good morning, beautiful. How are you?
Good morning. When you say it now, I don't know if you're talking to me or Charlamagne.
It's always
right,
me.
Both of you, honey. I gotta make sure I'm being fair about it.
Oh, just leave me out. Okay.
Yeah.
You. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, a pro-reparation activist say that President Biden is taking black voters for granted and losing their support by remaining silent and not backing reparations for black Americans as a way to make amends for slavery and racism. Now, Biden is facing increased pressure to use his authority to either support legislation or enact proposals that would advance efforts to give out reparations, especially as the campaign for cities and states put themselves in position to pay reparations at a more local level. As we know, that is gaining momentum all over the country. Now, several Democrats in Congress have backed a bill establishing a commission to study and develop reparations. But the White House has previously indicated that he does support the study, but has done nothing to actually make it happen to create a commission. As I mentioned a little moment ago, at the state level, New York and California are the only states that have passed bills to formally create a commission to support reparations. So I just want to kind of throw it out here, guys. You know, we've seen this movement continue to get louder and louder and louder, Charlamagne. And I think, you know, folks think that they're going to sit down and be quiet. And that's just not the case. They don't give a damn if Democrats are running, if it's an open primary, a closed primary. They could care less if you say, well, you're helping Trump. This movement is continuing to get louder and louder, and ignoring it is not a good thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm no fan of Joe Biden or his administration, but I wonder if Joe is really blowing off black voters, or is Joe not doing what they want in regards to reparations? Because what I mean by that is there's a lot of people, you know, who will point to different things that they say Joe Biden has done for black people. I don't know if it's strictly for black people, but things that have assisted black people. But people may not care about any of those things because their questions about reparations aren't being answered. What do you think?
I think, well, first, I feel like before the reparations conversation, a lot of people gave up on Biden way before that. So I think that this is just like another trigger point.
Yeah, I don't think that we were ever on Biden.
I mean,
we just had no choice.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't have a choice, but I also think it's so sad to say, in my opinion, I know like a lot of conversations I have, once the Biden administration got elected, people now feel like there's no point in voting anymore. And that was before a reparations conversation. But we've been having this conversation.
Let down.
Yeah,
people
but
definitely feel like
I don't think that it's specifically like, yeah, Biden. I think it's politicians in general,
yeah,
like
just
from
the
this, yeah,
yeah,
from
the system,
the local
absolutely
level to, you know, the federal level. But I don't see the reparations thing happening. So I don't know why we're caught up on it.
It's happening now. Well, just to be fair about it, it's happening now. You know, it happened in. So now people have disagreements on what reparations should be. Should it be cash? Should it be land? Should it be funding and education? But to say it's not happening, it's happening now in San Francisco. They were a city that funded policy to help local black residents. Chicago also became the first U.S. city to fund a reparations package, giving money to people that qualify for home repairs, property down payments, and so forth. And California just established a task force. So it is happening at the local and state level. How it happens is, you know, there's still debate about that, but it's happening. And so the federal government cannot just continue just to ignore it. And again, people that support reparations, they've been talking about this for over 50 years, but there's a new movement that got really active and loud, I would say, in 2015, 14, 16, and so on. They got really aggressive and brought their conversation to the main stage in the 2016 and 2020 election. And so it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think the federal government will continue to ignore it until they can show how politically it's going to help them win a national election.
So it's time to vote again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we mad about that? That's what politicians do. So it's like, don't we use this to kind of pin them in the corner the same way we did with him getting a black woman on the ticket?
Yeah, I don't know if mad is the right word. I don't know if I'm mad about it. I understand it. But like, you know, like I said, I think they'll continue to ignore it until they can figure out how it helps them on a national level to be able to win an election.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Tesla, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Everybody else, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, something's on your mind, you need to vent, whatever it may be. Again, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is James, man. Good morning, Envy, Ms. Lauren, Brother Charlemagne.
Good morning, brother. Get it off your chest.
Man, listen. Biden administration been let a lot of us down when they start talking about this student debt relief thing. They only set us up throw us away again, you know? So I wouldn't be surprised at nothing they do, bro. For real.
As far as what?
As far as reparations or anything like that, man.
He did erase $130 million in student loans for 7,400 borrowers. I read that yesterday.
Oh, 7,400?
Yeah, 7,400 borrowers. So $130 million in student loans.
I'm on the wait list.
Wow. They said you're on the wait list?
Uh-huh, I signed up. Really? I'm on the wait list. Yeah, yes, I did. I'm on the wait list.
Yeah, my wife and I are still on the wait list, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think it can be a thing, too, of like you can't do everything at once. Like when things like this get started, like the rollout of the student loan debt relief and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, and then I don't know, the wording be interesting, too, because like once again, yesterday they said, it says the Biden administration said Tuesday it would forgive $130 million in student loans for borrowers.
Does that mean it's done?
I gotta see it done. You know what I mean?
I tell y'all right now, Nelnet is still emailing me, so mine ain't forgiving.
Hello, who's this?
Gloria.
Hey, Gloria, get it off your chest.
Yes. I like to shout out a book. And it is called See You at the Station.
That must be your book.
I wish. No, it is a book from a friend.
What's the author's name?
The author is L. M. O'Neill.
L. M. O'Neill. Okay. Meet me at the station.
It's a very good book.
What's it about?
It's about a boy named Timmy, and it is about his struggles between good and evil.
Okay, okay. I love that you're supporting your friend. I hope your friend didn't pay you to do this because, you know, you're not really good at marketing.
Yeah, you're not selling it too well,
Mom. I'm not sold on the book. You know?
Yeah, you're not selling it well.
You're raising awareness, though.
You are.
Well, I'm doing my best.
That's right, Gloria.
Okay.
That's
all right.
You are.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
I looked
well, thank
up,
you,
though.
Mama.
You look
we
it
appreciate
up?
You yes. for checking in.
Thank you very much. How much is it?
$12.99.
On Amazon?
Barnes & Noble. Amazon, it is... Does
it say $2.99?
No way. Oh, boy. The Kindle is $2.99. Paperback is $12.99.
Okay.
Okay.
Might check that out. I'm always looking for a good read.
And also, I think they read that there was a study that said that most people pay off their student loans when they're like 40 years old.
I don't plan on... never mind. I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
What you mean? You say you don't plan on paying them off ever? That's not true. You get the bag, you're going to do it.
I just feel like I shouldn't have had to pay that amount of money anyway to go to college. I love my HBCU, though. Shout out to Delaware State University. But I don't think anybody should be in that much of debt to try and better yourself.
That's crazy. If I was Joe Biden, I'd have forgave Delaware State University immediately. That's where he's from.
I thought we had the, like, you know what I mean? Like the little family hookup.
Yeah.
I'm still on the wait list.
Yeah.
But then my people over there, they have a really good team on the Biden administration. They do a lot for, like, coordinating with black media. So if y'all listening to this, bump me up on the list.
They don't.
They put us all at the holiday party together.
I can't.
What is all that throwing party that the White House going
to
do?
I don't know. I never made it to one. The one that I flew in to go to, I was late and I couldn't go in.
I got invited to one. I decided not to go.
Why?
What's the point? I don't want to be in there rubbing elbows with them people. And, you know, I feel like I don't want to be on the radio criticizing them, but in there rubbing elbows with them at the same time. Like,
what politics is, though.
But it's not rubbing elbows. It's just your own gun in there. It's just the media people in there. Joe Biden, if you wanted to take a picture, it was like Santa. He was in a room. You got to wait online. I didn't do that. You know? I mean,
that's what I don't like. I want them to have like just media days and they invite all media. Why I gotta be a black media and then a white media? It's like, no.
They have the press room at the White House all the time.
But not for picture ops. So that you can actually mingle and have conversations. That's what it should be.
Hell, I don't want a picture for.
He doesn't want a picture. He's not posting that on the gram if he doesn't want to even go to the holiday party where there's an open bar.
I'm cool. God bless
everybody. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vet, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I think
we accept it because we don't know any better.
I think politicians know how powerful the black vote is. I don't think that we have to hold it to show that. I just think that we have to rally around like things that actually like make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that is one of the fall offs.
Yeah, we need to be more strategic with our vote, and you know we have to start voting our interests. But I do know sitting out elections is not the key.
No, it's not the key. I feel like when they do need our vote, they will come in every church. They'll pop up at places that you would never expect them to. They'll come on the Breakfast Club. They'll come on all these media outlets.
I don't even
They'll
think they do
the
that
strip
no
club
more.
If they have. But they don't do that no more. Once they get the vote, they don't have it.
I think they just do fish fries at the White House and invite, Yo Gotti and his crew to go there.
Not a fish fry at the White House.
That's what I think they do now. That's what it looks like.
With a space table.
All right, this is Anisha.
Oh, I didn't know you was on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Get it off your chest, Mama.
Hey, I just wanted to... thank God for waking me up, blessing me with the job that I got, my children, their health, my health. It's just a beautiful day. Although I heard you guys were talking about the reparations, I don't think we're going to get those, but I think we're in a good day and age right now for black people if we keep moving towards what we need to move towards.
What is it we should be moving towards, ma'am?
I think we should be moving towards a lot more freedom. I think I have a lot. This is a deep conversation for me. So I couldn't explain it over the last 5 seconds or whatever. I know you guys have other callers calling in.
Well, we appreciate
it. I definitely
you.
Think we need to stand up a little bit more. But thank you guys for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mama. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, Lauren, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about? Give us a little tease.
We are talking about Bronny James. LeBron James and his family had a major health scare yesterday with Bronny. He was rushed to the ICU. So, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about today.
All right, we'll get to that next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Everybody, it's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lauren LaRosa. She's our guest host today.
She got her 9-year-old niece in here, knowing that this room is not appropriate for a 9-year-old.
My niece just said to me she's changing her room aesthetic for her birthday.
I did hear her say
wow,
that.
Wow, I love that.
It caught me off. I said aesthetic. Where'd you learn that at?
So Lauren gave her $20 in ones, too, to throw in this room today.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, who's she going to throw it at?
I have no idea.
I've seen videos of you. I guess you were trying to twerk.
You've never seen that young Delaware.
I did.
Okay, that's never happened.
That's not true.
No, it's
he
not
drops
true.
It to the floor. He doesn't twerk. He drops it to the floor.
Okay,
he drops
okay.
It to
the floor. My different. Bad. Different. Let me that's put different. Some respect on your name and your no, Meganese.
Put some respect on my knees. There
yeah,
you go.
The Meganese. I got you. Goodness. I got you.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
Lauren LaRosa.
So I've been here for a little bit. I've been here for a minute.
Move out the way. Tell her.
Made it. This is the Rumor Report.
I think a lot of people will recognize the voice and the name.
Here we go.
On The Breakfast Club.
Lauren came in hot.
You know, well, she, right? I came in telling the truth. The Lauren came in hot always gets me. So, look, LeBron James and his family, they have a lot going on right now. Bronny James was hospitalized yesterday for cardiac arrest. So he was at USC practicing. And at some point during that practice, he felt unconscious. There was a police call that came in that there was a young male unconscious that needed to be transported to the hospital. They transported him to ICU. Now, there are some updates to this. He did only spend one day in the ICU. So I think that, you know, that's something that is it shows signs that
it's a good sign, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That it's not as bad, even though this is really bad. But tests are still being run to determine what was the cause of the cardiac arrest. And I just, you know, like, he's so young.
18, right.
Yes. Like, I know athletic. LeBron and Savannah are probably, like, going insane. But, you know, there are reports that at this point they're a little bit, you know, relieved and they're optimistic because of things like he was moved out of the ICU after one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but determining what happened is going to be everything.
Worst feeling in the world, I'm sure, for any parent, you know what I mean? Because as parents, you know, our job is to protect and our job is to provide. But when things like that happen to our kids and we can't do anything. Like
can't
you,
do
you
neither.
Know, the only thing you can do is, you know, leave it up to the doctors. It's in their hands.
Right.
And, you know, take care of your child. Oh, my God. I wouldn't wish that on nobody, man.
Something has changed, though, because people are having more and more strokes. Or is it just we're noticing it more? But I feel like healthy people are having more and more strokes and younger people, which is very scary.
Well, I mean, we don't even really know what caused his heart to
I don't
stop.
Know what the issue is.
You know what I mean? So, like, we don't know what it is. So we don't know if it was because of something that was unhealthy, if it was something sudden because of, you know, I don't know, like too much like pressure or whatever he was doing.
Yeah,
at the
we
time.
Don't know. But that's what I'm saying. It's scary because like something like that could just happen. It doesn't have to be, you know, where it develops after a certain amount of time.
True.
It could just happen.
Yeah, you know, it's sad, though. I mean, you know, growing up, I've definitely had, you know, friends who, you know, had kids who were like 16, 17. One in particular I'm thinking about just out jogging and, you know, had a cardiac arrest and died. You know,
wow.
So things like that do happen, you know.
I don't hear it.
Can
like
you guys
how
imagine you get the phone call, you hear a cardiac arrest, unconscious, and you know what I mean?
Like, I do not want that call as a parent.
No, not at all.
At
I
all.
Can't imagine it.
At
well,
all.
Sending some prayers out for Bronny, LeBron,
absolutely.
Savannah.
The whole James
family. You know
absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then next, we're going to move down to Atlanta. Usher. So you guys remember Usher caused all that trouble with Keke Palmer.
He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
That's not his first rodeo.
You sound upset. You haven't even made it to the Usher show yet. Why are you upset?
I'm just listening to the story.
So we have some exclusive video. Shout out to Freddie O. Of Usher. He was at his Usher's New Look organization's 6th annual benefit called Usher's Disruptivators. Usher's New Look Disruptor Raiders Summit. So this summit raises money for kids that are like impoverished, you know, helping them have a new look on life. They raised $75,000, but a part of this whole like get together was a private Usher experience. And during this experience, Usher got up and told a few jokes, and one of them really went over well with the crowd. Listen to this.
But one thing that did make me laugh is, you know, I got this new handle now. I guess I'm the domestic terrorist. I'm like, really? But your girl wanted to take a picture though. No. Vegas ain't been so bad for me, man. You know, my stomach is getting a little bit.
You know, we call Usher a lot of things. We call him an icon. We call him a living legend. We call him one of the best R&B singers to ever do it. But now we got to add another title to his name. And that's a monster. What a monster.
Domestic terrorist.
These are only a monster would play innocent as if he doesn't know how he got that reputation at a benefit for impoverished kids. Okay.
He was definitely joking, but I think he knows. He knows his body.
He knows.
I should know his body.
This man not telling us nothing we don't know. He said, "Don't leave your girl around me." And I figured out the key to keep Usher from trying your woman. Usher has to be happy. See, we always quote that line, "Don't leave your girl around me," but that song, "You Don't Have to Call," is a bounce back song. Like Usher was trying to bounce back after a breakup or something, so he's telling the girl, "You don't have to call. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna be all right tonight." And he's going out with his boys, but what he was doing is he was going out to project pain on the other people. Since he was hurt, he wanted to go out and take somebody's girl so he could hurt that person.
Gotcha.
You really broke this down, huh?
Yes.
He's trying to think of ways that when he goes,
I ain't worried about it. I already told y'all what's gonna happen when I go to the Usher concert.
So Usher comes, he grabs your wife's hand and starts singing. What you gonna do?
He gonna be serenading the both of us.
You gonna grab his hand and then the Meganese gonna hit you, gonna drop it.
Nope, my wife gonna grab one hand and I'm gonna grab the other hand and he gonna be serenading the both of us. Okay,
y'all gonna have a threesome. Okay,
ain't gonna be all no threesome, but he's gonna serenade.
Is your room report?
I like Usher too. Okay,
okay. Cute little threesome.
You know what we should do? We should have a men's night out at an Usher show. So we buy all the tickets and nothing but men go. Now.
Right in the VIP area where he walks by.
The whole crowd is nothing but men.
And then see what he does.
Now, that's right. We want the same show, Usher.
Keep the same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You don't have to. You don't want to set off the letter.
That's right.
Community.
You don't want to set off the alphabet.
Yes, you're right.
Goodness gracious. That's right. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Thank you, Lauren LaRosa. When we come back, we got front page news and we're going to be taking your calls, 800-585-1051. Now, Glorilla, she posted yesterday on social media an old video of her, and she looked kind of crazy. She said, "Damn, why my friends ain't telling me I look crazy?" Well, that's what we're going to talk about. 800-585-1051. Have you ever looked crazy and your friends didn't tell you? Now you look back at some of them pictures and be like, "Damn, I look silly."
By the way, I've always told my friends they look crazy, but they think I be joking. See, that's the problem. Y'all don't want to hear the truth. Y'all want to write the truth off as jokes, okay?
Bro, you arched your eyebrows, bro.
I was about to say, sometimes it's because of the messenger. You can't take it serious.
That's true. That's the story of my life, Lauren.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk about it and take your calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is Snoop Dogg's From the Streets to the Suites. Hear Snoop's journey from the streets of Long Beach to hip-hop legend. Listen when you sign up for a free trial at audible.com/Snoop.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now let's get in some front page news. Our guest co-host Lauren LaRosa is here. I don't need to say formerly TMZ. I think people know by now.
Yes, they know. They know how I like their number.
And of course, we got Tez and Figaro. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm doing fine, Miss LaRosa. And gorgeous to the gorgeous Charlamagne and DJ Envy.
Thank you.
Now let's jump right into it. Let's start with sports. If you haven't heard, Jaylen Brown, he reached a 5-year deal with the Boston Celtics. $304 million for 5 years.
It's the richest deal in NBA history. Listen, I respect Jaylen Brown. He is a super solid NBA player. I want everybody to get their money. But how do the Celtics justify giving him a supermax deal and making him the richest player in NBA history? He's the second best player on the Celtics. Is he top 10 in the league? Would I put Jaylen Brown top 10 in the league? Would you put him top 10?
No,
I wouldn't put him top 10 in the league.
Don't some of that go for celebrity, though? Because celebrity-wise, he's big.
Jaylen Brown's a big celebrity?
Name-wise, yes. He's a very recognizable
player. I don't know if it's Jason Tatum.
Yeah, but Celtics ain't paying you because you're a good celebrity. They're paying you for what you do on the court. You know what I mean? Respect to the brother. You salute his agents and everybody, but damn.
Could this be part of reparations, how much they're paying? Because the Saudi Arabian club just paid the soccer player Mbappe $1 billion, $1.1 billion, $776 million salary, and $332 million transfer fee.
What the hell I got to do with reparations?
I don't know. They just giving money like crazy. I don't know.
Shut up. He's not even black. Mbappe not black, is he?
He's brown.
Yes, he black.
Is he? Oh, he is.
Mbappe black. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Jaylen Brown is 26.
Saudi Arabian. It's a new club soccer team.
I can't imagine having that much money at 26. Like, I don't even know what I would do.
What, $304 million?
Yes.
We saw the other dude just got $1.1 billion. Listen, Lauren.
How old is he? He's older, right?
How old is he?
I'm just talking
about... He's 22.
About 22 Jesus. Years old.
He got $1.1 billion, Lauren.
Y'all, I don't know what I've been doing my whole life. how are this is insane. I wouldn't know.
You need to play some sports.
I don't know. That don't. That didn't work out well.
Lose all the football players. Football.
That's insane.
Football, soccer.
Now talk about right, Saquon. Now talk about Saquon. He broke compared to everybody.
Yeah, he did a 1 year, $11 million deal. I feel bad for Saquon.
They did him petty $11 million. Man, I don't even want to talk about your numbers. We talking about Jalen Brown and Baku's numbers.
I can't talk about that. I can't talk about Saquon after I just said 304 and 300, 1.1 billion.
Saquon, was he played basketball or football?
Soccer. He does play football, not football.
Yes, right.
All right, Tez. What else we got? What else we talking about? Sorry, Tez.
No problem. We're transitioning to the working class. After we talked about those billion-dollar contracts, I wanted to talk a minute about, you'll appreciate this, DJ Envy, about property. And the lowest cost rent for Black Americans is in Rhode Island. Now, this finding is based upon the rent-to-income ratio, certainly people that don't have $1 billion. They wanted to figure out who has the most, you know, where can you live that's the most affordable. Now, rent-to-debt ratio, for those who don't know, is your gross monthly income a tenant pays to pay the rent compared to what you have to pay out in simple terms. Now, the average resident in Rhode Island spends about $1,066 a month on rent, which is about 20% of their gross monthly income. Now, it's followed by San Antonio, Texas, Hartford, Connecticut, Indianapolis, and Atlanta as the five most affordable rent cities for Black Americans. Now, high prices combined with rising mortgage rates have priced many would-be buyers out of the market. That means many more Americans are renting and renting for longer periods of time. Now, the increased demand for rental units has caused the prices to go up as well. So just wanted to give you a couple of tips on how to make your rent more affordable. Number one, negotiate with the landlord when it's time to renew the lease, as the landlord wants to keep good renters. So giving tenants possible leverage, which that gives tenants possible leverage, so see how that works out. Two, you can sign a longer lease if your landlord allows that, for a 1.5-year or 2-year lease. See if that works. If you decide to move, wait until the fall or winter because the demand is lower than the summer. Also, refer friends. Some apartment complexes offer a cash bonus for that. Or you can relocate. Living downtown in those areas costs a little bit more, so live out a little bit further. You can also downgrade to a smaller unit or find a roommate to split the costs.
I've never heard that you can negotiate with your landlord.
Yeah, of course you can.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
Of course you can. Yeah, do it all the time. That's the first thing you should do. If somebody says rent is $1,500, you know, you can say I'll pay $1,300 or $1,400. 9 times out of 10, if they'll look to negotiate if they can't find somebody.
You can do that when you're renting a house, though, right? Not necessarily when you like renting an apartment or something, right?
You do any rent apartment as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You can always ask. The answer, you know, may or may not be no. They also tell you to Google apartments, or, you know, look to see what's competitive in your area. So if you're able to say, you know, I can move across the street for $25 less, $50 less, they may give you some leverage. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, I'm with Lauren. I've never been able to negotiate a price. I've asked them to stall me out. Stall me out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be late this month. You know what I mean? Give me a couple extra days, you know?
Nah, my daughter stays in a building in the city. We negotiated that. For anybody that stays in any of my properties, people negotiate that. And like you said, if somebody's a good tenant, you'd rather keep that good tenant in there at a lower rate than a new tenant in there that's going to F up your property.
Yeah.
That's right. And the cost of getting somebody else in and switching all that, I'd much
repainting
rather just...
and fixing up the house. Yeah, sometimes it just makes sense to have a good tenant, keep a good tenant.
Y'all might be on to something. I gotta make some calls.
Yeah, because you're unemployed, Lauren. You're going to have to...
LA rent is so crazy.
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur now.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You have to tell them, like, look, I just recently walked away from my job.
I don't want to tell my landlord, though. They're going to be like, wait, so can you afford to live here?
I'm an entrepreneur now. I can't afford to live here, but not at the rate I was paying.
Listen, if I say entrepreneur to my white landlords, they probably feel like, let me just give it to her for reparations. So maybe that might work.
Maybe. Try it.
All right, well, that is front page news, Charlamagne.
And listen, make sure you subscribe to this Great Shot No Chaser podcast with Tez and Figaro on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, and follow Tez on all social media platforms at Tez and Figaro.
All right. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, Glorilla posted a video of herself in high school. And she said, why my friends used to let me look like this in high school? Then they had the nerve to be messy on top of it. So we're asking, when you look back at some of your pictures, some of your videos, did your friends have you looking crazy in high school as well? And the reason I said that is there is a picture of Charlamagne out there, and I'm sure you can find it. And his eyebrows are arched like he's a Latino.
Well, no friends made me do that. It was actually, well, no, it was two friends, Shamira and Nina. You know, they told me that I look like Tupac, and they said Tupac get his eyebrows arched. And so they, that's what made me do it, because they gassed me up. But, you know, it still was my choice.
You look like a fool. So let's open the door and
come back. Have you seen old pictures of you, DJ Shrimp? Huh? With the gel in your hair? You talk about, you want to talk about somebody who was looking Latino or Dominican? Nobody looked more Dominican
than
you.
Please show me those photos.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what did you used to look like in high school that your friends roll with that when you look back now, you'd be like, damn, I look silly. Let's talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That is the question. Do you remember a picture of how you felt in high school or middle school and was like, why did my friends make me look like this? I remember seeing this picture of Charlamagne where he arched his eyebrows and he looked like The Rock. You know how The Rock's eyebrows go up like that? That's what it looked like to me.
Well, I got gassed up, you know what I'm saying, too. And I wasn't even in high school then. I was actually doing telemarketing. I used to be the guy that would call your house and try to sell you 12 CDs for a penny. Working, BMG Publishing or whatever.
I remember them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so two women I worked with, Nina and Shamira, they gassed me up. Shanira. Nina and Shanira. Because they told me I looked like Tupac. And they said Tupac gets his eyebrows arched.
And did you move your hat back just now so we could see that they're no longer arched?
Well, yeah, they're not arched. I have amazing eyebrows. Come on, Lauren.
No, they are there. Amazing. I was looking. The bone
she said
is
they're there.
There.
They're there.
So I never had to arch them, and you know, but
okay,
I did.
I never had.
I didn't. I did, but I did because they gassed me up to do it. That's all.
Now,
by
what
the
about
way,
when
true you, story. The other day, what? I was walking into the drugstore, and this white dude, a young white dude, was driving a Chrysler 500, and he slammed on bricks, and he goes, "Yo, aren't you famous?" I go, "No," and he goes, "You look like that one guy." And I go, who, Charlamagne? He goes, no, Tupac. That let me know how slow people
yo,
are.
Shut up. That was on Monday.
No, because
I don't even want to promise to God because God knows. God was there.
Now he thought Tupac was walking in. You said CBS?
Exactly. That's my point. People are slow, Lauren.
Lauren, it's a lie. Let me ask you a question, Charlamagne. You also put Queensbridge on the side of your hair.
QBC. I was a fan of QB. I was a fan of Queensbridge music. I was a fan of, and that's what where I used to, you know, hustle at and hang at. That's what we used to call it. We used to call it Queensbridge. But that was for a reason, though. That's because, you know, the road was actually called, I think it was it Queen Esther Lane? Something like that. So it was just slang. But we were fans of the Queensbridge music.
I'm glad you made it out of that era.
Yes,
that was a time.
Absolutely. So
like
am
you.
I. 100%.
Yeah. What about you, Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we used to do like we would do double collar shirts, like the Aeropostale collar shirts with beads up our arms, everything matching down, eyeshadow with nothing else, no other makeup, just eyeshadow on your face.
Yeah,
it was bad.
In high school, nobody knows what they doing for real. We all look crazy in high school.
Leg warmers. Oh my God,
there's nothing wrong with a flat top. You had gel in your flat top. And you had it curly because you wanted to be a member of the barge.
I need to see this.
That's not. That doesn't exist. Let's go to the phone.
No, and I also want to say too, Envy out here, like, he wasn't Dominican. You know what I'm saying? Envy had a Honda with mad speakers in the trunks.
I did.
You know what I'm saying? He used to wear red, blue, and white. You know what I mean? He had a Puerto Rican flag.
I did not.
You know
have
what
Puerto
I'm saying?
Flag.
He had
That's
the gel
true
in his hair.
Did he wear
and
the
he had the arched eyebrows. He had
the beads. Oh my God!
The white jeans with the Giants jersey. But you want to talk about us looking crazy? Like, you're not even Dominican, Latino, nothing.
I can't.
Well, you are though. I'm not going to sit here and act like you're not.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Heavy. What's going on?
Heavy 843. I hear that Geechee on you.
You already know. You already know.
What's happening? I'm gonna be down there tomorrow, man, for the Low Country Mental Health Conference.
I know. I'm sad I can't get to it, but you know, appreciate you putting on for the city in usual fashion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Talk to us though. What you was doing in high school that had you looking crazy?
I actually had Leonard McKelvey disease. My skin was real screwed up. I had like a raccoon in the body of like a swollen possum.
Okay.
And I was also, I mean, you know, you had that influence thing where everybody in the South was wearing big tees and baggy pants.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to my New York phase while I was wearing Timberlands in the middle of the summer at the beach.
Looking that's stupid.
With a necktie and sweaters. Yeah, looking real tough.
And jean shorts, denim shorts.
Yes. Did you do the bandana out the back of the shorts?
Nah, I didn't want to be gang affiliated because I played sports and I didn't want them problems. And, you know, gangsters is real. When I went to college, I didn't want no part of them problems.
Man, that boy, that boy, the men phase was stupid, wasn't it?
But I listened to you and I started eating better, going to the doctor, got a dermatologist. And once I got over that, looked like the South, looked like New York phase, I finally got my own style and swag or whatever, and I asked my friends, yo, why aren't you telling me I look crazy? They was like, well, you know, you were bigger than us. Football. You
likely
knock us out, so you mean we
ain't
want no problems.
By the way, Bubba, they look crazy too. They just didn't know it. We was in high school. We trying to figure things out. We watching music videos. You know what I'm saying?
That
we
stuff was in at
that's
the
point. Right.
Yeah. Remember the spinning belts?
The spinning belts. Yes.
I had a stupid spinning belt too. All right, we'll take some more calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. Lauren LaRosa, I sent you a message on Instagram. Can you check it right fast?
Yes, I got you.
Okay, no, check it right now. I want you to see it and tell me what you think
it's
on
a
air.
Photo. This is not.
That's Charlamagne. That's
let
his eyebrow.
Look
at his eyebrow.
I'm so happy you made it out of this fit. Come here.
That is high
come
school.
Here.
Let me,
come on.
That is
so good.
As they're hugging right now.
Oh my God. Guy is amazing. Can I post this photo? I need people to see no. what
I,
you then came through.
I don't care if you posted. That was high school.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what's something you did in high school that looked so damn stupid that your friends didn't tell you was silly? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hilarious.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Glorilla. She posted on her social media yesterday an old video of herself, and she said, damn, why my friends ain't telling me I look so damn silly back then? So we're opening up the phone lines and just talking to people and say, what did you look like that was like, damn, why didn't my friends tell me? Maybe it was your eyebrows. Maybe it was where your hair was. Maybe it was...
I've always told people that they look crazy, but you know nowadays they call that bullying. Okay?
The picture I just seen of you, I know why they didn't take you serious when you said it. Like I know exactly why them people was like, "Now, there's no way he's serious."
Listen, man, I got gassed up. You know what I mean? They gassed me up to arch my eyebrows. Okay, we all make mistakes.
You were very confident in the photo. I don't think it was gassed up. I think you really believed you was him.
I've always been him.
Hemington 500. You thought that he were. No, baby.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all. It's Danny. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, y'all. What's
hey, that? Danny. Good morning.
Hey, let's listen. My high school pictures were so embarrassing. Like, I actually erased them off of my Facebook and YouTube and everything because I had, like, thin eyebrows that didn't match. It was, like, 09, so I had the perm still that was broke off on the ends.
You're not supposed
to. Wearing the Kanye glasses.
You're not supposed to run from who you are. Like, that person that you were then helped you become the person you are now. You should embrace all versions of you. All versions of you deserve healing.
I agree.
Hello, who's this?
Abby.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, talk to us about how you look when you was a kid and how you felt you looked silly.
Man, when I was a kid, I just prayed that I was at school and I was around a group of friends and... I thought I was cute myself with my hair. So one of my friend girls tell me, girl, you look like one of them people off Jeepers Creepers with my hair in the seat. And I was like, what?
What a friend. Round of applause to that queen. I hope she's still your friend to this day.
You can be a little bit more sensitive, though.
You need people Jeepers. Like that around you.
Wow. So what did you do to, like, get yourself together after that? Because you can't just go on and act like nothing happened after you've been told that.
Man, I put out. I felt shame, and I was feeling bad and all that stuff. But I had ended up talking to her after that and told her how I felt.
And she didn't take it back because you really did look like that thing off Jeepers Creepers?
Jesus.
She was like, she was sorry.
Why is she going to be sorry for telling you the truth?
It's not what she said. It's how she said it.
Okay, that might be true. She probably saved you from embarrassing Facebook pictures in the future.
Mm-mm, they there. If she was looking like that one day, there was a lot of days.
Man, I went
they're
through there. It crazy because I went through my Facebook and they was on there. Like, I got some bad Facebook pictures.
I think we should keep those pictures up and go look back at them and just thank God for how far we've came.
That's what I do.
That's all. Mm-hmm. And plus, like I said, we were young. We didn't have any idea of nothing. Like, nobody just... No, I take that back. There's some people who come in the game with, you know, some fashion sense and knowing who they are and what they want to represent.
But fashion changes, though. So what was lit
it
then?
Does.
You
that's
know what
true.
I mean? Like, looking back on what you thought was lit then.
All the
like,
stupid baggy clothes we had on.
Yes.
Lauren got on she got on overalls right now with one of them unbuttoned.
Uh-huh. Car,
I had that.
I'm cracking up all my friends used to, my friends always be like, you dress like the baby because of the overalls. But I think that this like is fly.
See, and when you say you dress like the baby, I look at that and I'm like, yo, that's 90s. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's TLC. That's Mary J. Blige. That's Naughty by Nature. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was doing the overalls. In the
I was about to bring some cross colors denim in here today, but I feel like the big
you
heels.
Can get it off?
I'm going to. I got a couple more days.
We taking another call?
Yeah, let's take one more. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Surfer Randy.
Hey, good morning, bro.
Good morning, man. So I used to look crazy in high school, which is normal. I used to look kind of like a normal person back in high school. Played football, did the whole thing. But now I show pictures to my friends. They're like, that's not you. That's not you. I wouldn't hang out with you. Oh. It's a whole different person.
You were a kid. Yeah. Why are we being so hard on children? Children are supposed to right? figure it out. Like we're supposed to be right? lost and looking crazy back then.
Right. Well, then you grow into a 32-year-old man, and now I'm a dreadlocked reggae singer with a mustache. I look kind of like Johnny Depp with dreadlocks. You know, I'm not as good looking as he is.
Why would you do you that white? To yourself?
If you look like Johnny Depp, you I'm white? Assuming.
I am white, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you look like Johnny Depp with dreadlocks, and you're a reggae singer. What's the name of your songs?
We just brought out a song yesterday that I rapped up for y'all, and you cut me out. But it's okay. It's called Stick to the Plan. We just put it out yesterday or Monday.
Oh, it's the guy that called up here rapping. You didn't say you did reggae. You said you do rap.
No. I just rapped because our song that we put out a couple days ago has a rap part in it.
Let me hear your patois. Let me hear your patois.
Oh, boy.
My patois? Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not too big on the, you know, hey, man, you know.
Oh, that's all you got?
I'm a white guy, bro.
That is the most vanilla Heyman ever.
I love his dedication, though. He gonna get his songs off on the radio.
That Heyman had no curry in it.
No, you know there was no Chet Hanks there at all. It was not giving the Chet Hanks.
No jerk sauce, nothing.
Nothing.
It's just Heyman.
All bad. Oh. All right. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Mr. Burt.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Good morning, King.
Peace, King.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah, they were talking about our high school pictures, man. Yeah, I look back, man, and I'd be like, God, I done gained a lot of weight. Now I'm like 300 and something pounds, and that's bad. That's horrible for you because you...
It is.
I got to learn to stop looking at
it. It is horrible. You know? How much did you weigh in high school?
Now I'm 171. Now I'll never get back to that weight.
Yes, you can.
You can get back to that weight, brother.
From 306?
Yes, man.
You right. got a long way, but you could get back to that weight.
A long way.
Yeah, but consistency.
You said what?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said with some consistency, and the first step is knowing what you need to do, and you obviously know.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you can work out, eat right. You can have the surgery if you want to. You can get back to 176,
definitely
my brother.
Get back there.
You know what I mean? Don't do that to yourself.
I might be from Florida, but I'm not on the surgery thing yet. I don't think it's worth that much.
When the last...
The whole thing is about the diet and the stuff like that. Food makes me happy, though. Like,
oh my God, yeah. Yeah,
but if you keep eating bad, you're gonna die.
When the last time you looked down and saw your penis?
Jesus. Every day, sir.
No, be honest. Be honest. Be honest.
Oh, I'm not a big boy. I'm heavy, but I'm not floppy.
So you're like stocky.
Well, you was asking Spanish girl for Instagram earlier. Why don't you ask mine?
Okay, what's your Instagram?
Hey.
What's your Instagram?
Also, it's Marvin Burt. You can look me up as Danny Grind. But
Danny Grind.
Why we can't never shoot our shot with Fred Figaro? What's the name?
Teslin Figaro.
Teslin Figaro. That's what we're trying to shoot our shot with.
Teslin, she's not a chubby chaser though.
But she's always on live though. You can definitely holler at her.
I can't find your Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, right, I want you to lose the weight, my man. If you
absolutely.
Want, if
you know. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I believe in you. I believe that you can get the 176, sir. Hello? I believe he can get the 176. Everybody got to stop being so hard on themselves looking at high school pictures, man. You're supposed to, your face is supposed to change. You're supposed to look different. Your sense of style changes. We didn't even know who we were in high school like that. Like, come mm-hmm. on, man.
Nope.
Give yourself some grace. And the guy that just called you to stop saying grace before every meal, because he has about 6 or 7 of them a day. That's how you get the 3-something, you know, from 176.
Oh, my God. I want him to keep praying over his food, though.
So, Lauren, if you look at my picture, I just sent you a picture to your DM.
Okay.
You better send these pictures with some context. You're just sending pictures to Lauren DM. Like, you know.
Envy.
See? I look a little Dominican there.
Very much so.
You are Dominican.
I'm not Dominican.
Is that a checkered bow tie?
Let me see.
That is a checkered bow tie.
Y'all went through
I thought I was fly.
Y'all really went through, like...
Yeah, that's great R&B phase right there.
Where were you
That's
at?
All that is.
Look at my mustache. You see my mustache?
Yes.
He thought
it's
he was...
Monopoly Man.
Yeah, he
you were definitely... you were very greasy.
He wanted to grow up and be in B2K. That's what he wanted to do.
You do look like a B2K. No, B5. You're giving B5. B5. You look like a B5 member. B5. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, you are. You definitely would have got Puffy.
All right.
Puffy would have definitely took advantage of you.
Yo, shut up, man.
Oh my God, Playboy.
All right, we got rumors on the way.
You signed that bad contract.
What we talking about? I hate y'all.
Why everyone was upset about this new Netflix doc, A Story of Women in Hip Hop, got the people mad.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa is joining us. She's
happy
our guest
Wednesday.
Host for today.
Yes.
And yes, happy Wednesday, and let's get to the rumors.
Lauren LaRosa. So I've been here for a little bit. I've been here for a minute.
Move out the way. Tell her.
Made it. This is the rumor report.
I think a lot of people will recognize the voice and the name. Here we
go. On The Breakfast Club.
Lauren came in hot.
You know, I came in telling the truth. So Netflix dropped a trailer for a new documentary. It's called Ladies First, A Story of Women in Hip Hop. I want to play the audio first because I want you guys to hear some of the women that are featured in the clip. And then I'll get into why people are very upset about this trailer.
What people mad about?
Okay, so in that trailer, you hear and you see Ice Spice, Lotto, Kim, Young and May, City Girls, Tierra Whack, Cash Doll, all amazing, bomb, you know, female artists. People are upset, though, because they feel like if we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, right, there are so many more, like, I set the tone for this. Women
legends,
that should
MC
legends.
Light, Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
People are throwing out.
Nicki Minaj.
They're asking, where's Nicki? Missy. Where's Lauryn Hill? Where's Missy? Where's Left Eye? Where's Wanda D? Foxy, Salt and Pepper. There's a lot of people. Gangsta Boo.
So basically, they focused on the now instead of the forever.
I mean, but also, too, this is only a trailer. So from the trailer, what it seems like, they used a lot of the... You do get some shots of, like, Kim and, you know, but they use a lot of the newer girls to kind of put it out there. And maybe it's because those women are the women that people of today know.
Yeah, but even if you're doing a trailer and you're calling it the 50 years of hip-hop, you can't just put the women of the day. Like y'all said,
you got to put the originators.
I agree.
Especially when some of these people have done things that other people haven't done. You know what I mean? Like, you got to put Nicki Minaj on there. You got to put Missy Elliott. The Brat is the first female solo artist to go platinum. You got to put Salt and Pepper on there. You got
MC Light.
It's a big year for MC Light. She just had like her whole moment at the BET Awards.
I mean, she's a legend.
Yeah, I mean, so people are really upset about it. They instantly started calling Netflix out about it. People are saying, you know, there are women who literally carved out the space for women in hip hop with their bare hands, and you guys just overlook them.
Yeah. Well, they're saying Queen Latifah and MC Light are in the dock. That's what they just hit me and said.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but if you call it the 50 years, I mean, I'm sure they're in the dock, but if you call it the 50 years of female hip hop, you got to lead with them.
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, you know, maybe producers are thinking, like, let's put, you know, like I said, the newer girls first, or do this, like, honestly, get people a little bit, you know, let's shake the room so people will then watch it to see who's there, who's not, so they can have an opinion. But, you know,
It might have did this to get people talking.
Yeah,
I really feel that way nowadays. I feel like a lot of these corporations, they do things like this just to get people talking, because now everybody's aware this doc is coming out.
Correct.
Right, because now I want to watch it to see what homage they pay or don't. But, you know, speaking of rap and legends, Boosie posted a photo side-by-side of him and Jay-Z, and he had a very interesting caption. He said, I F with Jigga, but, you know, this is facts. Street niggas in the South don't put Hov over badass.
Charlamagne, from the South?
That's subjective, but, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that, because there's plenty of street dudes from the... There's plenty of street rappers from the South that put Hov, you know, at number one. Like, whether it's Wayne, whether it's a T.I., whether it's a Jeezy, a Ross, I'm sure they'll all tell you different.
But if you're talking about... one of the points I saw online was, like, if you're talking about, you know, artists from a certain region in the South, there's a lot of other people that I think people will go to before Boosie. Although Boosie culturally is, you know, very iconic, I think that people have Wayne. There's so many different people that people would go to first.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the argument right now is, like...
But even where Boosie from, people might tell you, you know, Soulja Slim is their guy. You know, like, that's just... That's regional. But, yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that statement Boosie made. Street dude. And then it's generational too.
It's generational.
You know what I mean?
It's also regional. Like you said, it's regional. It's where people are from.
By the way, even generational, there's a generation right now that wouldn't put Boosie as their number one from the South.
Who's y'all top five from the South?
From the South?
Mm-hmm.
Scarface, Killer Mike, Andre 3000, T.I., Jeezy. For me, personally. That's my personal.
Yeah, people are
Outkast, Jeezy, T.I., Gotta Say Face, and I don't know who my fifth would be.
See, and it's tough too, though, right? Because, you know, you say Andre 3000, but I would want to put Outkast as a group as well.
That's why I say Outkast.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I would want to put Outkast as a group.
People are arguing heavy for T.I. too.
Oh, come on, man.
People are saying Boosie is not even standing next to T.I., so how can he sit next to Hov?
T.I. in my top five, period, of all time.
Catalog goes crazy.
Catalog goes crazy.
Goes
talk
off.
To him, Lauren.
Uh-huh.
From I'm Serious, the trap music, the urban legend, the king, the paper trail. Stop playing with Tip, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also are going to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, sobriety today. So Ari Lennox posted a photo with a pretty long caption. To sum it up, she says she's celebrating 7 months sober.
Is it Ari Lennox or Ari Lennox?
I call her Ari Lennox. Is it Ari Lennox?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, baby, because I love you, but...
You don't love her that much.
I do. I just always thought it was... No, you know why? I think... Okay.
Ari Fletcher.
Yes, yes. No. I am thinking about Ari Fletcher. And I think it is Ari Lennox. I'm sorry.
You love her so much because you're confusing her with Ari Fletcher.
I didn't confuse her. Okay, we're not going to do this today. So she says she's 7 months sober, sober from drinking. And she says that one of the biggest things here is that she's not having hangovers. There's no more, you know, embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And she's also been a year sober from sex. Which I think
I haven't had no sex!
That's Ari.
Damn. Where should it come from?
No, that, was Ari. That wasn't Ari.
No, that's not Ari. But we needed to throw that. It's like when you texting somebody and you got to put the gift because like you just need the emotion. We need to put that because a year with no sex is crazy. Mm. But shout out to her though. Shout out to her on a sobriety path.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, 4 after the hour, we need to talk to you about a sucker named Ian Atkinson. He's from Boston. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. And we're going to have a discussion about Good Morning.
All right. And then after that, Ak and Barack will be joining us. We're going to be talking boxing. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When you're a business owner and you're juggling a lot of things, you need a team of people to keep your business running successfully. How do you find and hire the right people? ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
I was donkey up the tank. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, my good sister, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 26th, goes to a 33-year-old Boston man named Ian Atkinson. Ian Atkinson is currently being held without bail in a Boston jail because he is 100% grade A sucker. All right, he's being charged with assault and battery, causing serious bodily injury, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. The dangerous weapon was a car. A car, as they say in Boston. Would you like to hear more? Let's go to NBC 10 for the report, please.
Lord, and singing and gardening. Lord. Interrupted by a violent beating. This cell phone video shows what police say happened to a 59-year-old woman in Boston earlier this month after she failed to say two words, good morning.
The defendants accused her of not saying good morning to him. I quote from the police report, when people say good morning to you, you should say hi, you crazy bitch.
You can see just how long the attack goes on in this surveillance video before the suspect takes off from Balsam Street, almost hitting her with his car as he drives away.
Broke her nose.
33-year-old Ian Atkinson of Dorchester is now under arrest, charged with assault and battery. Prosecutors say he wasn't hard to find because he was already wearing a GPS monitoring device. His criminal history includes other assault and drug-related charges.
Ian Atkinson, a.k.a. Stone Cold Bitch Austin, okay, beat up a 59-year-old woman. Look, man, I understand that brother is probably, you know, dealing with some things. He's probably in pain, and he's projecting that hurt on the other people, but that's not an excuse or a justification. I be trying to figure out where are the men when things like this happen. Like, no husband around, no son, no brother, no male neighbor, nobody is around when this poor woman is minding her business, singing, watering her lawn, and then gets attacked because she didn't say good morning back to Ian. What happened to young boys walking by while older women are watering their lawn and just simply going, hey, Miss Such and Such.
Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi, boy.
We gonna let me... That's,
okay.
Parker.
Y'all need to sit down and watch Friday immediately to learn proper older woman watering their lawn etiquette, because this ain't it, okay? And, you know, I gotta apologize to Scarlett Lips. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm from the South, so some of us from the South raised in a certain era, we speak to everybody. You know what I mean? So when I first heard Scarlett Lips say this...
This is New York. What's that look like telling a nigga good morning?
My answer was, you would look like a person with manners. Okay, you would look like a person with some hospitality. Okay, I was like, what kind of world are we living in when a person can't even say good morning to another individual? Well, Scarlett Lips, you might have been right. You may absolutely have been on to something. Okay, maybe we just all need to mind our business and stop being nice to people, because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. This 59-year-old woman was minding her business and got swung on because Ian Atkinson felt entitled to a good morning. And now that I think about it, none of us are entitled to say anything to complete strangers. Okay, as kids, we are taught don't talk to strangers. So at what point did we get so friendly? All right, is this some type of subconscious rebellion against our parents and adults in our life? You don't tell me what to do. I'll speak to all the strangers I want to. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Bye, humbug. Maybe the common courtesy needs to stop. And for all we know, this woman in Boston is probably the nicest person alive, but she just had a feeling this dude was on some BS, so she decided to mind her business, and sadly, it cost her. But I'm not mad at her at all, okay? What would the world look and sound like without good morning, though? Okay, I got the president of the Fat Lives Matter community in the back cooking up some high cholesterol dishes to get your mouth watering. And this morning, I told him, chef me up a world with no good morning. What would the world sound like with no good morning? Well, that song off Kanye West's graduation album wouldn't exist. It would sound like this. Damn. You need good morning for that record. It's absolutely necessary. Dirty Money. Remember that record with Diddy and the Young Ladies? How would that sound now? Let me hear it. I bet you Young Miami hears that every time she don't get to the phone quick enough when he call. I bet you. You can't get rid of good morning, okay? What about our queen, Mary J. Blige? Good morning, gorgeous. How would that sound with no good morning? No, no, we need good mornings. Okay, we need good mornings, but you're not entitled to my good morning. And I hope every morning while Ian Atkinson is in jail, someone punches him in the face and says good morning. I want the fist to his face to be his alarm clock. Okay, I'm not encouraging violence, but I am encouraging people to give this man what he wanted so bad from this lady. Punch him in the face.
Good morning.
Punch him in the face again.
Good morning.
Punch him in the face a third time.
Good morning.
Please. Let Remy Ma give Ian Atkinson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
What a sucker.
I will say this. Growing up in New York my whole life, we didn't really speak to anybody. We just keep our head down and keep it moving.
But in your household, in your family.
In my household and family, of course. But when we out in the street, hat low, hat tucked, keep it moving, and don't mess with nobody because people are crazy. That's what we were raised. Now, when I started doing radio with little short guy from South Carolina over there who says good morning to everybody, it takes you out of your character and you start speaking to, you know, you say good morning to everybody. But before that, I would never say good morning to anybody, just, you know, unless I knew them. Other than that, I just keep my head down and keep it moving.
What your grandma said to you?
My grandmother's from the South. She will stop you. You walk in her house, go back through that door. I didn't sleep with you last night. You don't come here and not say good morning.
That's right.
Whoa.
Oh, they don't play that at all.
So now we know why Envy never spoke to nobody. Now we know why Envy never said good morning to all the men he used to see. He was sleeping with all of them.
What?
That's
are
what you
talking
just
about?
Said to us, sir.
No, I did not. He
started saying good morning to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because he wasn't sleeping with me.
Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm. Mm, what are we talking about? All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Shoot.
Lauren, say goodbye to BET, please.
Bye, BET. I'm mad that went the wrong way.
BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, when we come back, let's talk boxing. We have Ak and Barack. They'll be joining us this morning. We're going to kick it with them next. So don't move.
Talk about that fight this weekend. Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford, baby.
That's right. Mr. Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
My guys.
You might have heard them on Sirius XM Fight Nation 156 weekdays 12 to 3. So they got to get up out of here because they got to get to work. Their real job.
Oh, you might have seen them on The Zone.
On the
Zone boxing show. And,
that's right.
I used to like the pull up. Y'all don't do the pull up as much no more.
Oh, man. We kind of got sued. You know what I'm saying? We're running up on cats and their job. You know, I don't know.
It's coming back, though.
Okay. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Ak and Barack, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great week to have y'all because, man, they always like to throw around the term fight of the century. I'm not going to say century because it's 100 years. But
right.
This is the best fight of at least the past.
I say 24 years. In my opinion, Trinidad De La Hoya was probably the last fight with two undefeated fighters in their prime where people didn't really know who was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1999.
Mm. I mean, they say fight of the century, and they've been watching boxing for 100 years. You know, nobody's been watching boxing. Come on. But we know in our era, this is the most important fight out there. You know, when you got the best fight and the best. And think about it. When anybody complain about boxing, they only talking about that one fight.
Yeah.
That's all they're talking about.
Yeah. Wanting to see that one.
That one, yeah.
So who y'all got for the fight?
Earl Spence.
Let's
jump right into it.
It's difficult for y'all because y'all actually have relationships with these
people. Yes, it's super hard. I mean, especially those two dudes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a few guys that we were close to.
Normally, I don't give predictions, but regardless, in this particular one, it's 50-50 for real.
Really?
Yeah. Like, everybody that says it, they'd be like, all right, I think Errol Spence is going to win. But Crawford a dog, though. Or they think, I think Crawford going to win. But Errol Spence ain't no joke, though. So it's hard to just be definitive on who you think is going to win because you know the other one could win.
We know who Charlamagne thinks is going to win.
Yeah, well, Charlamagne is screaming.
Yeah, we heard.
Man.
Yeah.
And I love Bud.
No doubt.
To your point, exactly. No doubt. I could never be like, oh, man, Terrence Crawford ain't. He's a beast. He's an animal.
But you said for years, but as the years gone on, have you swayed a little bit and said, like, maybe this fight is going to be tougher than I thought?
No, I think it's going to be a tough fight. I still think Earl wins, though.
Why? Because he's bigger?
Because he's bigger, and I think eventually he's just going to wear him down. The longer the fight goes on. That's just my personal opinion. And everybody always says things like, that could happen, but Bud might knock him out early. I'm like, Bud ain't knocking out Earl Spence early, bro.
Right. I don't think that's happening, but I think that neither one of them is for the fighter like the other.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And then Terrence Crawford, he can't just be pushed to the side as someone that's going to lose easily because he's the most dominant in that division. He's actually knocking everybody out. Mm. You know what I mean? So he got 100% knockout rate in that division. So it's going to be tough for Spence to stop Bud.
So obviously after this fight, unless it's a draw, somebody's going to have an L, right? Somebody's going to have one loss, which is going to affect a lot for them. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend, if you were in any one of them teams, to take that fight?
I mean, first off, we need to change that narrative about that undefeated record. Yeah, Floyd spoiled the game. Mm-hmm. And in the 80s, I mean, people talk about it all the time. The Hagler, Hearns, Durant, those dudes lost. People still wanted to watch them fight again. Mm-hmm. And for this particular fight, there's a rematch clause. So if either guy wins, they're going to fight again.
They're going to fight again.
So we're going to see these guys fight twice. And if the fight is competitive and they fight again, maybe we'll start changing that, you know, that mindset and be okay with taking risks. But yeah, obviously this fight has to happen. There's no way I would say no.
Oh, yeah. If I was in anyone's corner, I'd say you definitely have to have this fight. This is the legacy fight that everybody wants to see. And it's like, if you think about the most respected fighters of all times, they all got losses.
That's right.
Just because Floyd was popular and he didn't have no loss, but, you know, people don't love him as much for some reason as the other fighters because they didn't see him with no rivalry.
Yeah, you know, we
love the Gaddis, the guys like Muhammad Ali who had an actual rivalry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we want to see. So we don't mind if you lose, come back and win. It's kind of better being called a two-time champion after a loss than undefeated, which is kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole Floyd thing, I mean, I talked about this the other day. Sugar Ray Robinson went 40-0, lost one fight, and then won another 89 straight fights.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that whole Floyd 51-0 thing is a little too much talked about.
Is the person who wins this fight the face of boxing?
God, oh, the face. I would say they're the best fighter in the world right now because it's like the number one fighter fighting the number three fighter or whatever you got them on your list. You know, but the face of boxing, I believe, is the person that no matter who you fight, you're making eight figures. You making 20, 30 figures, and that just happens to be Canelo. So I don't want to diss the winner of this fight. I'm just saying the face of boxing only mean who's the most popular.
Right.
So I'm going to say whoever wins is the best.
There are many faces in boxing, though. Tank is a big face. Tank. Ryan's a big face. So
Tyson Fury.
But yeah, I think Canelo's the only one that could fight anybody and still make $30 million.
True.
Literally. Like,
true.
Nobody else could do
even
that.
Even though I heard Ryan just made $30
million
on
because
that Tank.
Because he fought
fight.
Tank. Tank is popular. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like Tank is the person since Floyd who culturally has a lot of impact.
Absolutely.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, he brings in a lot of casual, I think, boxing fans.
Absolutely.
Especially black ones.
You know, if you think about it, when you see, Tank has the same crowd that comes out everywhere. Not to say the same people per se, but the same look of crowd. You know, they got the jewels on, they all got trucks and cars on their necks. You know what I'm saying? And wherever he go, that kind of crowd comes out.
Mm-hmm.
This crowd don't normally watch boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell. This crowd don't normally watch. So he's tapped into that hip-hop community, that black community that only he, at the moment, can bring out.
That's what I'm saying. Even with this week, man, it's like a holiday. Right? I can't wait till Saturday.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, you don't hear nobody planning no fight parties or anything like that. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
It's almost only hardcore. In your mind, only hardcore fans are excited.
This is the Super Bowl. It should be like the Super Bowl right now. You're right.
Absolutely. But it's the personalities. I mean, look at Errol. These dudes, they're soft-spoken.
That's true, too.
They're not braggadocious. They don't bring that bravado. They do it in the ring. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem. Like, can't we appreciate what they're doing in the ring? Do they have to be that grand outside the ring for us to pay for the pay-per-view?
Yeah, what really makes something big is the people around it that's supporting it. When Tank and Ryan was fighting, you seen so many influencers, whether they're artists, athletes, posting about it. Even though those same people probably know about this fight, they're not as anxious to post about it.
Yo, Kawhi Leonard, you guys know that dude's personality outside basketball, right? He has none.
Right.
But they love him on the court. And you know what I'm saying? He gets paid top dollar.
Exactly, that dude.
So why can't we do that with our sport?
But what do y'all think the current state of boxing is? Like, is it gaining more popularity? You know what I mean? Because of networks like The Zone and what Showtime is doing, ESPN investing in the sport. What y'all think?
I think it has more eyes on it now because so many networks are willing to broadcast it, but I can't say popularity. I think we lost a big crowd, and we lost that crowd to MMA. And to be truthful, I think when you don't have a white champion or white men dominating in the sport, they kind of gravitate away from it. I just feel like the white fans that used to go to fights, that used to watch boxing in the 70s, 80s, maybe early 90s, they're watching MMA.
What y'all think Devin Haney is ducking Shakur Stevenson?
I wouldn't say that because before this came about, these two, Devin Haney was 19 years old trying to fight Lomachenko.
Yeah.
When the world was asking Tank to fight Lomachenko, you know, but Devin Haney wanted to fight him. Mm. You know what I mean? So if he want to fight the most dangerous guy then, why would he be somebody who doesn't want to fight Shakur now? I can't answer that.
None of these fighters are ducking people. You got to understand, they all have teams around them. Everybody making decisions for them. What's the proper, the right business decision? So if you ask a fighter by himself, he going to want to fight it. Most guys are going to want to fight anybody. But there's a lot of filtering that has to happen before a fight happens. Yeah. And it's about money now, you know?
All right, we got more with Ak and Barack when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ak and Barak. We're talking boxing.
I want to ask you a question. Put your parents' hat on for a second, right?
Yeah.
I ask a lot of football players, would you want your kid to play football, right? The majority of them, I would probably say 80% say no. How do y'all feel about that, especially since you said you had 75 competitive boxing matches?
Yeah, and I have a son, 14-year-old son, so short answer, no. I wouldn't want him to fight. He wants to fight, like, just to try it out, like an amateur fight, but pursue it. Nah, the sport is too brutal for me wanting. And that might be hypocritical because I cover the sport and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, I wouldn't want my son to do it.
What about you?
I raised my son and he need to pay me back. He need to go out there and fight. And pay his daddy back for all of that stuff he put me through. No, my son is an amateur boxer. He was an amateur boxer and I pushed him hard. And at one time he thought, oh, you trying to make me live your dream. I was like, no, I seen the gift that God gave you early, like 6 years old. I don't want to rob you of that. But in reality, truthfully, I don't want to see you fight.
Mm.
It hurts me to see you fight. I want to fight the person that's in there when I see him fight. And even if he's winning, you know what I mean? So, but I don't want to take away what God put in him. But do I really want my son to fight? Of course not.
Now, do you think they're going to change boxing up a lot? Like they changed the football so much. Do you think they're going to do that with boxing and how would that work?
Never, because boxing, it's not a league, right? It's the Wild Wild West. There's so many promoters. Every state has a different athletic commission. They would have to change the rules in every single state. And a lot of the states don't get it along. So it would never happen. I mean, boxing has been the same forever.
It's not like the NBA where one organization controls everything. You know, this is independent contractors around the world doing whatever the hell they want. And they just got commissions in each state that regulate it with their own rules. So it's kind of tough. You got to make one organization to control over all of it.
Do you think there should be one undisputed title per weight class instead of having four?
Yes, absolutely. I think it would be less confusion. And I think as the fans are come back a little bit more, some of those fans be like, oh, I don't know who the champion is because everybody's coming in with a belt.
That's what it seems like.
You know, everybody's coming in with a belt and that's kind of sucked. I don't know if that's going to create a whole bunch of fans, but it'll stop the confusion at least.
It's not going to happen. And if it does, it's going to take a long time. These sanctioning bodies have been around for a long time, and they get a fee every time a fighter fights for their belt. You know what I mean? They're not going away quietly.
I'm saying I don't want nobody losing their jobs or losing their bags, but if they could somehow work together and make it a little bit better, you know, for the fans, I love that.
I'm hearing rumors that somebody is trying to do that. I don't want to, you know, say it on the air, but...
Well, trying to get rid of all four belts?
I'll talk to you about it because it's an important person.
I don't know why he brought it up. You can't say it. He's like, say it.
I heard about it. You were talking about it. I said, yeah.
What boxer that you see is coming up the ranks now that people should be looking towards?
Boots.
Boots is a phenomenal 100%. Fighter, phenomenal talent. And even though he hasn't fought an elite fighter yet, his last performance, it was so impressive. And I know people want to see him against Bud and Spence, but those dudes, they pay their dues. I don't even want to see them fight this young killer.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just too much. Him, Shakur is probably, in my opinion, going to be the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world one day, the next couple of years.
I mean, he already a two-division champ.
Yeah, he's just so, so talented. But boxing has a bright future.
But if you talk about when a come up is a young fighter, he signed a top rank, I believe. His name is Bruce Carrington from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Shushu.
Oh, you're talking about young, like
prospect.
Yeah, yeah.
He's coming up. He's going to be the next one, 100%. He's going to be the next
one. What's weight
class in? Right now, I think he's fighting at 126, I think. He's going to be the next one. He's special.
How much did Bruce pay you for this?
No. I ain't got no affiliation.
No, but I think Boots, I agree with Shaw. Like, Boots is phenomenal.
What do y'all think boxing is missing?
That's a good question. I think it's missing the organization part of it. Because it's so divided, we don't get to see the fights as easy as we can. Because actually, even though Spence and Crawford is fighting, and thank God they both in their primes, look how long we was waiting for Manny Pacquiao to fight
Floyd.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because everybody, like I said, is independent contractors. So if we could probably form a league across all of boxing, then we would see those fights. And then I think it would be because the best are fighting the best all the time. Even though this is a great era, don't get me wrong, you'll see more losses.
Mm-hmm.
So losses will become
more acceptable.
Right.
And I think that would help boxing.
Yeah, and also just coverage, like mainstream media needs to cover the sport more, especially when they're young, talented fighters. Even if they're not superstars, I mean, the only way they're going to get there is if there's coverage, if people talk about it. But I agree. I mean, if fighters are a little bit more forced to fight certain fights, it'll be more entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's still the best sport in the world, in my
But respect
opinion.
To you guys, the Breakfast Club, and other things like Sway and them, because you guys put these guys on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like they'll never get the coverage. Even on our show, on the DAZN Boxing Show, is big in boxing, but you guys you got the world. You know, at your feet, you know, so
you do your part to make the sport better.
100%.
You know, I'm a fan of boxing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And that's what boxing needs, bro. And I hope and pray that this fight does well in numbers, man.
Is it on?
Showtime.
That's on Showtime pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Got you.
Absolutely. All right, well, Ak and Barack, we appreciate you, brothers, for joining us.
Give me your Instagram, socials, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Boxing with Ak, man. AK, Boxing with Ak. And definitely follow us.
I'm Boxing Bully, Barack the Boxing Bully on Instagram.
And watch us on DAZN daily.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Lauren LaRosa here co-hosting with us. And let's get right to the rumors.
I've been here for a minute.
Move out the way.
This is the rumor report.
I think a lot of people will recognize the voice and the name. Here we go.
On The Breakfast Club.
Lauren came in hot.
You know, I came in telling the truth. So Ice Spice, her poom poom has rubbed people the wrong way.
Excuse me?
What?
She sat down with British Vogue. She did a segment called In the Bag, which is where like celebrities like explain what is in their bag on a day-to-day. We have some audio from the interview. Listen.
I always keep a panty on me. The raddies that get it. All my panties are pink. I always keep a panty because, like, you just be having to change your panties. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So,
I don't know what she's saying. What that mean?
It just means that throughout the day, she may want to put on a fresh pair of panties, so she carries them so that she can swap out.
Why?
I mean,
like what happens? Ain't that what panty liners for though?
Yeah, but I mean, some people don't just want to keep doing panty liners. Some people just want to be completely fresh. It could be, you know, if it's that time of the month, and she wants to, you know, just refresh.
Well, if it's already got discharge and all types of other stuff coming out of it, what's putting on a new pair of panties going to do?
Are you
going
to start over?
You're going to soil those? You just start over. Those too, though.
Yeah,
you got to wash first?
I also was wondering, too, what does she do with the old panties? Like, do you throw them in the bag or do you throw them away?
Throw them away.
Mm. I feel like she would have to throw them away. Like,
put them on eBay.
Oh,
Ice Spice panties can get a little something now.
I think after this interview, because people are so up in arms, people are like, if you can't relate to this, that means you dry. People are like, y'all don't understand the woman's body. She's not talking about being wet. Some people are like, wait, what? I don't even switch my panties. Like, she just taught me something.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know what she's talking about, but I'm not supposed to because, you know, I'm not a woman who wears panties. So women should be able to relate to that. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what sometimes you're taught that. She also had a knife in her bag as well, too. But I feel like more people related to the panties. I felt like the knife thing was so, like, it was so New York, so Bronx.
She's from the Bronx.
Yeah, like, it was given. It went over people's heads, though. Moving on, though, Damon John, he recently was granted.
Why she don't have security?
she does have security.
Why she need a knife if you got security?
I think, you know, she's recently from the Bronx. She's still going through a lot of trauma.
Oh, got you.
You know what I mean? She's still carrying her knife in case, you know, the girls roll up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know how that go. So, Damon John, speaking of protection, he was just granted a restraining order against a few Shark Tank contestants. So, on Friday, a New Jersey judge ruled in favor of an order of protection against the founders of Bubba Q's Boneless Baby Back Ribs food truck. So, Al Bubba Baker, his wife Sabrina Baker, and their daughter Brittany Bo Baker. These names. Brittany Bro Baker are former contestants of Shark Tank, who Damon John invested in. Now, he claims that they've been posting stuff online that is, like, super disparaging to him, and that they're unhappy because they made poor business decisions that I guess aren't reflecting well on what they, you know, the goals they set for the business or whatever. So the restraining order says that all of the negative comments that were posted have to be removed, and that Bubba and his family have actually started removing some of the statements and accusations online.
Have they been threatening them?
I think people don't realize how aggressive they be sounding online. Like, sometimes people be sounding real violent online. They may not mean to, but they do. And you got to take those things serious.
But I also think, too, absolutely, it's just a bad look for the show. Because I've always wondered, once you win a show like that and they invest in you, you can't predict. I don't care what mind you have on your team. You can't predict how business will go,
right,
how people will mm-hmm. receive it. So what happens when it doesn't go well? And I think that we're seeing that in real life with this restraining order.
Yeah, just because you win Shark Tank and one of the sharks invest in you doesn't guarantee
your
success.
Business is gonna pop.
And you shouldn't feel entitled to that success, and you can't blame them if things don't work.
Right. I mean, well, they're blaming him, but they've had to remove these comments. So, you know, I don't know. Hopefully, Bo and all the Bubbas, they figure it out.
Well, I would like to tell people, too, make sure you subscribe to Damon John's Jesus. Podcast, the That Moment podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. It's a really good podcast. He sits down and talks to, you know, different notable people about that moment they knew they had something.
Something.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. go subscribe to that on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network.
You guys are everywhere. A letter for y'all.
God is good.
So Doja Cat. Now, Doja Cat might need to sit down and talk to Damon John, somebody, because she is really messing up her business and her brand online.
Really?
So recently, she lost over 200,000 followers on Instagram. The big, you know, thing here is that she's been online arguing with her fans. Now, her fans call themselves the Kittens. And Doja Cat went online and said that she was losing money and brand deals because the Kittens were using her government name on their profiles. So I guess she said it was causing confusion. But she also told the fans to go get a job. She said that if you're a kitten, basically you're a loser. She started saying things like, her fans were like, do you love us? And she's like, I don't even know y'all.
Jesus.
So, the fans are saying she's mean-spirited. And they want to show her that, like, you need us. We are your fans.
Ugh. Well, they technically they're right. Yeah. She does... Doja, need her fan base.
She's a superstar, but I don't know why she keeps trying to self-sabotage. She is so weird for that.
I mean, she's being very honest, though. Like, you know, like, I don't know them, but I mean, you should love what they do for you. They show up to your shows, they buy your merchandise, they, you know, support your music. You should love that aspect of it.
Yeah, but she does stuff like this. She gets online and says, I don't want to rap anymore. She gets online and says, My music has been trashed. I'm gonna make better music. Like, I just don't see where she's coming.
But isn't she playing? Maybe I'm because
I think a lot of times I thought she was playing too.
We need sarcasm font on social media because I was thinking she was playing and being sarcastic the whole time. She's being serious.
I don't know, but I love Doja Cat as a rapper.
Doja Cat gets busy.
Fire.
Yeah, I just want her to, like, I don't know. It's just a weird. It's just weird to me.
I love that new record. It's not new anymore, but Attention.
Oh, that's crazy. She kills that record.
I mean, I think Doja Cat is super talented.
People don't give it to her like they should. She goes off.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's what we have for the rumor report, guys.
All right. Thank you, Lauren LaRosa. All right. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. And I got to remind you guys, this Saturday, we out in Atlanta for my car show. So celebrity cars, exotic cars, old school cars, there's amusement rides and games for the kids. It's a family fun day. So if you haven't got your tickets, a couple days left, and kids 5 and under are free. Let's get to the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Are you someone who knows you don't have to sacrifice comfort for quality? Someone who lives large in life and in the bedroom? Then live large and now thinner with new Magnum Raw condoms. The thinnest Magnum condom. Available where condoms are sold.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Lauren LaRosa here. She's been co-hosting all week long. She'll
love
be back
here
tomorrow.
Yes, I will. Love it here.
Give me your Twitters and Instagrams and all that stuff.
Make sure y'all follow me at Lauren LaRosa. It's L-O-R-E-N. That's why people keep calling me Lauren on accident. And then follow Brown Girl Grinding. It's the online community where we talk about everything. We breaking news and exclusives there. And we'll be dropping a podcast next week called Brown Girl Grinding with Lauren LaRosa.
And you got merch too, right? Every day this week you've worn your own merch up here.
Yes, because I'm so serious about my brand and my business, but also too, I'm really into fashion. So having product, I think if you have a brand, you should have products. So if you guys want to shop Brown Girl Grinding, we have unisex pieces, like real fashion pieces. Like, we're actually designing and all that. BrownGirlGrinding.com. You'll learn about us, our marketing services, all that as well. But you can get fly too from the website.
Go ahead, Lauren.
All right. And salute to Akin Barak for joining us this morning as well.
Salute to my guys, Akin Barak, man. You'll catch Akin Barak this weekend, I'm sure, talking about the fight. But whenever there's a big fight on the zone, you can go. Because I have the Zone Network. I have that app on my television, so because I like boxing. So whenever you see, whenever it's a fight on the zone, you'll see Akin Barak.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Lauren LaRosa here. She's guest co-hosting. And Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, but before I get to the positive note, I just want to remind people, tomorrow I will be home in Charleston, South Carolina, because it is the Low Country Mental Health Conference happening in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'll be doing the welcoming for that, me and Mayor Tecklenburg, man. So I'll see y'all tomorrow. Make sure you go to lowcountrymh.com to register. That's lowcountrymh.com to register. And I'll see you tomorrow in the 843. Now, the positive note is simply this, and I got this from one of my favorite Instagram pages, The Healing Guide. The Healing Guide said, the hardest battle in life is fighting yourself. To tell yourself you have to stay strong when everything seems to fall apart. Keep fighting. I don't know who needed to hear that this morning, but you got it.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.